Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Midland College Employee Quick Facts. Crystal Velasquez, Midland College Registrar. Velasquez has lived in Midland for 20 years and worked at MC for most of that time. Her most recent job responsibility before assuming the registrar's position was Director of Institutional Research. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science from UTPB and a Master's of Education degree in Student Development and Leadership in Higher Education from Anglo State University. How did you get involved in education? I accidentally ended up in education. When I graduated from UTPB with a degree in computer science, I began looking for a computer programming job. Midland College was hiring, and I had heard good things about working here, so I applied. My plan was to simply get some work experience so that I could move on to a different city and a different job. Instead, I discovered how much I love helping students as they pursue their goals. Starting with my small role maintaining data, I moved on to learning how to interpret that data and relay it to college decision makers. That ability moved me into the field of institutional research, where I learned about the many national and state initiatives in community colleges. While in institutional research, I worked closely with the registrar's office to ensure the accuracy of records. When the registrar position became available, it seemed like a natural step to apply for it. In the very short time I've been in the registrar role, it already feels like where I am meant to be. I look forward to many more years of working with Midland College students and doing all I can to help them achieve their goals. What is your favorite thing about Midland College? I don't think I can narrow it down to a favorite thing, but here are the things that I love about MC. Our campus is welcoming and open to the community. Seeing people walk, ride bikes, fly kites, and picnic on our campus makes me smile. People share their knowledge. Aside from the informal instruction that occurs here, I feel like everyone has knowledge they are willing to share. The dramatic changes in my career path were possible because of the informal mentoring I received. But even beyond career knowledge, I've learned about plants, birds, and even how to maintain my air conditioner. The people of MC, students, faculty, and staff are a community. I was raised in a very small town, and the college feels like a lot like that. When someone needs help, the college community comes together to provide it. When someone celebrates, the rest of us do too. Regional Spelling Bee to take place this weekend. The following are confirmed participants in the 34th Reporter-Telegram Regional Spelling Bee, which will take place Saturday at Midland College. Abel Junior High, Tafumi Okimi, Alamo Junior High, Derek Ceballos, Big Spring Junior High, Gavin Corley, Bonham Elementary, Mackenzie Paget, Bowie Fine Arts Academy, Mallory Dominguez, Bunch Elementary, Alfredo Zarate, Burnett Elementary, Evie Bailey, Bush Elementary, Jonah Caraballo, Carver Center, Ira Renanke, Emerson Elementary, Grayson Catalano, Fannin Elementary, Neva Frazier, Faskin Elementary, Shriya Sivakumar, General Tommy Franks Elementary, Olivia Stonehouse, Goddard Junior High, Abigail Gutierrez, Great House Elementary, Ariano Lachel, Greenwood Intermediate, Josiah Pianez, Henderson Elementary, Danica Fernandez, Hillander School, Paola Mataparaco, James R. Brooks Middle School, Sheridan Costino, Jones Elementary, Jesse Pena, Lamar Elementary, Ivan Feliciano, Long Elementary, Emma Stavanoa, Midland Christian, Matthew Fuentes, Milam Elementary, Melanie Jairugi, Parker Elementary, Zainab Amadzi, Peace Communications and Technology Academy, Ariana Robinson, Rusk Elementary, Isaiah Durbin, San Jacinto Junior High, Caleb Kamering, Santa Rita Elementary, Abigail Tate, Scarborough Elementary, Paige Santana, Sudarth Elementary, Brooklyn Fitch, Trinity School, Makina Pulley, Underwood Elementary, Logan Ballou, Washington STEM Academy, Nicholas Lopez, Yarbor Elementary, Haley Smedley, Young Women's Leadership Academy, Swetha Jayakumar.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. This is the news page. This column is called Local Briefs from Staff Reports. Greenwood ISD ends mask requirement for students and staff. The Greenwood ISD Board of Trustees voted Monday to discontinue the school district's mask requirement effective Tuesday. A message to parents of Greenwood High School students read, "Face coverings and masks will be optional for all students and staff. All other TEA, UIL, and district regulations and practices to control the spread of COVID-19 will remain in place." The board's decision follows an executive order from Governor Greg Abbott to remove the statewide mask order and business occupancy restrictions he put in place earlier in the pandemic. The Midland ISD board will consider the issue at its March 22nd meeting, according to a statement from MISD. For now, the district is still requiring students and staff to wear masks. COVID things to know. The City of Midland reported the 246th COVID-19-related death on Tuesday. A male in his 30s with underlying conditions passed away on March 3rd, according to the city. The number of confirmed COVID cases last week set new standard for 2021 and is going lower this week. The Midland Health Department reported 14 confirmed cases in Midland County through Monday. That was 20 less than through Monday of last week. Midland Health reported Tuesday morning that 8 of 171 tests at Midland Memorial Hospital so far this week resulted in confirmed cases. The 4.7% positivity rate is less than the 5.6% rate last week. Of the 202 patients inside Midland Memorial Hospital, only 14 are COVID patients, 8 in the critical care unit and 6 on the COVID ward. Tuesday marked the third straight day that Midland Health showed 7% of patients inside Midland Memorial Hospital were confirmed for COVID. Midland Health reported 1,721 vaccines administered at the Horseshoe on Monday. OPD sergeant arrested after family violence incident. An Odessa Police Department officer was arrested on a warrant for family violence, according to an OPD press release. Polo Frescas, a sergeant with the OPD, was arrested Tuesday on a charge of assault, family violence with serious bodily injury, a second-degree felony. OPD was made aware Sunday that Frescas was involved in a family violence incident. The department determined that probable cause existed for Fresca's arrest and issued an arrest warrant, according to the press release. Frescas, who has been with the department for 7 years and has been placed on administrative leave without pay. He is currently being held at the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. This article is entitled, "Shale's Caution Means U.S. Oil Output Will Lag as Prices Jump," by Sheila Tobin and David Weth, Bloomberg. Shale's newfound prudence after last year's crash is putting producers in the unusual situation of reducing oil output just as prices surge. More focused on than ever on keeping spending in check, shale drillers haven't been boring new wells fast enough to keep up with output declines in older ones. So next month, their combined production will edge lower by about 47,000 barrels a day to about 7.46 million, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That's despite an oil price jump of more than 30% this year. The impact of the coronavirus on energy consumption was so bad last year that several heavily indebted shale producers went under after years of being bankrolled by Wall Street. Now, producers don't seem to be in a rush to start another boom, and their backers aren't either. That's good news for Saudi Arabia, which has sought to bring prices up without unleashing a new supply glut. we are still observing only about 50% of last year's rig count activity, EIA analyst Joseph Lieskowski said by email. With such a low rig count, even with the increased productivity, production declines in all regions are possible. The number of rigs drilling for oil in the U.S. started plunging when the pandemic hit, reaching just 172 in August, down from 683 late in March 2020, according to Baker Hughes data. They are now a little more than 300. In theory, producers also have the option of fracking wells that have been drilled but left uncompleted, known as DUCs. But that wouldn't help them conserve much capital because the process of blasting a mixture of water, chemicals, and sand into the ground to unleash oil and gas from shale rock is the most expensive part of a well's development. DUCs also require some work before they can be fracked if they've been lying idle for too long. Output will be slightly lower in nearly all key shale regions except for the Permian Basin of West Texas and New Mexico, which is estimated to produce a meager 11,000 barrels a day more, the EIA said in its drilling productivity report.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Cheers. Bartender Chardet Briggs pours green beers at the Odessa Marriott Hotel Bar Wednesday afternoon. Photos by Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Bartender Stephanie Martin dyes a shot of Jameson with green food coloring for St. Patrick's Day, Wednesday afternoon at Suchi's Sports Bar. Bartender and bar owner Ariana Bersosa pours a line of green shots as she waits for customers to come in to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Wednesday afternoon at the Agave Bar. Food Bank Helped by United and Hormel by Michael Bauer, MBAUER at OAOA.com. Photo by Michael Bauer, Odessa American. Members from United Supermarket, along with West Texas Food Bank Executive Director Libby Campbell, Center, posed for a picture during a presentation Wednesday at West Texas Food Bank. United Supermarkets, along with Market Street, joined Hormel Foods in donating 756 hams to the West Texas Food Bank this week. A presentation ceremony was held Wednesday morning at the West Texas Food Bank with members of the United family present. West Texas Food Bank Executive Director Libby Campbell said they were very thankful for the donation from United Supermarkets and Hormel. They always continue to come through when we need them the most, Campbell said. With the summer months coming up and school about to let out, Campbell said it is very crucial to help those in need. As we know, our kids are about to be out of school soon, and that's usually the highest need for hunger in West Texas, as our kids don't have access to free lunches at schools, Campbell said. Not to mention, the area, as well as the rest of the country, is still recovering from the pandemic. We're filling up with record numbers of what we're seeing, Campbell said. We're still having a drive-through to meet the needs. For us to be able to receive a donation like this that we know is going to go to those directly in need is great. Campbell added that the hams were most likely gone by Wednesday afternoon. But we know that we have families that will have a great source of protein and fill their stomachs, Campbell said. Campbell said they could not do it without the support of United, but also pointed out the efforts from the community that have helped the food bank continue to run, and added that they are always in need for more volunteers. It's important to continue to keep giving to the West Texas Food Bank, Campbell said. We are open to volunteers, so please get online and look at the shifts that are available. We're still doing masks and social distancing. If you have time, we need help with volunteers to be able to pack these boxes so we can not only just give them to our clients that are coming through, but to the different partner agencies that are handing out boxes in the 19 counties that we serve. Those who are interested in volunteering at the West Texas Food Bank can go to WTXfoodbank.org for more information. Wednesday's contribution is part of a much larger donation that United and Hormel are doing across West Texas and New Mexico. We believe in serving people, and one of our values that we embrace is making a positive impact in our community. And we want to make a positive impact in the Odessa Midland area. Market Street store director Kenny Copeland said, "We're partnering with Hormel and the West Texas Food Bank and hopefully feed a lot of hungry people in the community." Southwest Bank announces promotions, new board members. OA Life at OAOA.com. Southwest Bank recently promoted employees in various roles and new appointments to the board of directors of Southwest Bank. Paul Weaver, a 20-year veteran with Southwest Bank, has accepted the position of Odessa Area President. Weaver is currently the Chief Lending Officer at Southwest Bank and will continue in this role as well. Chris Cole has accepted an appointment to Southwest Bank's Board of Directors as a full board member. Cole is currently Southwest Bank's Chief Operations Officer and has been employed with Southwest Bank for 8 years. Amy Martin, Southwest Bank's SVP, Credit Administrator, has accepted an advisory board member position. Martin is a Southwest Bank employee for 20 years. Corina Castillo currently serves as Southwest Bank's SVP, Human Resources Director, and has accepted an advisory board member position. Castillo has been employed with Southwest Bank for 8 years. Cammie Foreman has been promoted to AVP Commercial Lender. Foreman has been employed with Southwest Bank for 9 years and previously served as a senior credit analyst. Jacqueline Saucedo has been promoted to SBA Loan Officer. Saucedo has been employed with Southwest Bank for 5 years and was previously an SBA loan processor. We continuously look at opportunities to promote from within the Southwest Bank family and are fortunate to have built our staff with high-quality people, said Dewey Bryant, CEO, in a news release. We have placed an emphasis on recognizing individuals for their leadership and contributions, and we want them to know they are valued. I am confident each of these individuals will make a positive impact in their new roles that will position us well for years to come. For more information about Southwest Bank, visit https://southwest.bank.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Is tadalafil necessary now? Dear Dr. Roach, I had my prostate removed 1 year ago. The nurse recommended I use tadalafil for a while after surgery to help the nerves grow back. I have not had any erections. However, my wife cannot have intercourse, so that is not a problem for me. So if that is not an issue, is there any reason for me to be taking this medication? DA. Answer. Erectile dysfunction is common after prostate surgery, especially prostate cancer surgery. The pudendal nerve can be damaged by both the cancer and the surgery. In time, the nerve function can return for many men, partially or fully. However, going a long period of time without an erection can lead to changes in the penis. Fibrosis can develop, which can affect the ability to ever have a normal erection again. This is thought to be due to an erection causing improved oxygen to the tissues. Many urologists recommend preventive treatments such as the tadalafil, Cialis, you took, and studies have shown that this can help preserve sexual function. Tadalafil and similar medicines help allow normal nighttime erections, which are key to preserving the health and sexual function of the penis.
Cruelties of the past linger in relationship with stepmom. Dear Abby, For more than 4 decades, my stepmother, Vera, and I never got along. We tolerated each other for the sake of my father, who has now passed away. I'm a 60-year-old male reader and unsure how to respond to some recent statements she has been making. For the record, I and many others always found Vera to be extremely self-absorbed and lacking in empathy. She often treated my father unkindly, bordering on abusive, before and during his slow decline with dementia, even though she never had to provide any hands-on care. Yes, I know it's hard to always be patient in these cases, but Dad was never difficult or violent, just forgetful. I call and visit Vera, who is now 87, occasionally, out of a sense of duty. A few times she has mentioned the unkind things she said or did to my father, not expressing remorse, but possibly feeling some guilt. Thus far, I have ignored these remarks, though I want to let her know I felt sad and angry about how she acted and could never live with myself if I'd treated my seriously ill spouse that way. Should I keep letting it go or express how I really feel? Signed, Grieving Son in the West. Dear son, the next time Vera mentions the unkind things she said or did to your dad, feel free to speak up and let her know that not only did you notice, but also how you feel about it. Frankly, it is admirable that you check in on the woman at all, considering how you felt about each other all those years. I don't think most people would do as much as you've done under similar circumstances. Dear Abby, I have two wonderful grandparents I love very much. They are the most important people in my life, and I always think about them when planning anything in my life because I want to make them happy. The problem is I want to go to college out of state and pursue a career that is impossible in the city or state they live in. They want me to live with them in a city I can't be happy in because of this. How do I tell them I can't see myself staying there for the rest of my life? I know they won't be happy hearing it, but I don't want to disappoint them or make them think I don't love them anymore by leaving. Please help. I don't know what to do or what path in life to take. At a crossroads in Texas. Dear At a Crossroads, you are at a crossroads. You're standing in the intersection of adolescence and adulthood. You deserve the chance to fulfill your dreams, so it's time for an adult conversation with your grandparents. Explain that you love them and don't want to disappoint them, and outline what your plans are regarding your education and your career. While they may be disappointed, if they love you as much as you love them, they won't stand in your way.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, March 19th. Charming, kind, and introspective, plan several trips that are both educational and enjoyable. This year, expressing yourself artistically is high on your priority list, even if you step back from other activities. Give back by mentoring or volunteering for a group that shares your ideals. If single, you want to love and be loved, so it can happen. If attached, take your partner on an adventure. Cancer understands you deeply. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. A dynamic day. Make sibling rivalry a thing of the past. Bite the bucket and contact them with a friendly message. Get your errands done early. Brush up on your time management skills, and everything will get done. Tonight, try on a new outfit. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. An average day. Something you ordered may be delayed or out of stock. Do your research and find alternative products. It is never too early to explore vacation destinations. Save more and spend less should be your mantra. Tonight, rearrange furniture to increase comfort. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. A positive day. Today might bring messages from friends who you love hearing from. Observe the effect you have on others. People want to be around you, but may drain your energy. You might need to define your boundaries. Tonight, home sweet home. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. Average day. Volunteer for a cause you believe in, but do not feel pressured. Whatever you can do will be most appreciated. time alone may be time well spent. Take a walk outside and enjoy your playlist. Tonight, catch up on email. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. Dynamic day. Try out a new exercise, dance, or yoga class, either in person or online. Invite friends along to sample the wares. Exchange ideas with people you admire. Get past your insecurity, even if you get overruled. Tonight, reading in bed. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. A positive day. A speech or presentation may get you noticed by your peers. Sign a breath of relief that you achieved your goal with flying colors. Celebrate your victory. Go to your favorite restaurant with someone you love. Tonight, attend a weekly meeting. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. A positive day. Mentor someone who wants to learn skills you have mastered. You might be surprised that others want to absorb your knowledge. This is not the time for modesty. Be proud of what you know and can share. Tonight, chat with friends. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. A positive day. Review savings or investment accounts. Carve space in your schedule to organize tax documents. There may be a problem you need to solve. A friend may arouse your interest in spy or mystery novels. Tonight, update your wardrobe with accessories. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. An average day. Today brings people you love closer together. You might need to mediate and straighten out a misunderstanding between two colleagues. Remind someone special how much they mean to you. Plan a surprise they will never forget. Tonight, get a massage. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. A positive day. Exchange different points of view with a new team. Compromise is the key word. Share social time after hours with coworkers. Aim to unwind and feel fit. Blow off steam at the gym or take a power walk. Tonight, a healthy dinner. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. A positive day. Children and grandchildren have words of wisdom. Just listen. No need to respond. Creative urges are put to the test since you need your own space. Involve those closest to you and your problem is solved. Tonight, work up a sweat. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. A dynamic day. Connect with a relative you miss seeing. Be supportive, not argumentative, when you hear the latest news. Vehicles may cause problems, so be on the lookout. Shop for colorful home furnishings, but keep to your budget. Tonight, turn on dance music.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.